AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
This is a terrible deal. Anybody could have done better.
Republican presidential candidate and South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham reacting to the nuclear deal worked out between world powers and Iran.
You have taken a can of gasoline and thrown it on a fire, as far as I'm concerned.
He told the Today Show this morning that Iran has to be kept from getting the weapons it wants, and he will introduce legislation intended to make that happen. Even some Democrats are uncomfortable with the nuclear deal. But our Mark Smith reports from Washington they may not be able to do much about it.
The accord and its annexes will be formally sent to Congress next week. Hearings are expected later this summer, but a vote on blocking sanctions relief for Iran likely won't come till after the August recess. And as of now, it does not look like deal opponents have enough votes to override President Obama's veto.
The president will hold a news conference today to lay out more details about the agreement. You can watch the infamous drug lord El Chapo escape from his jail cell in Mexico on a government video. He paces, then lifts a slab of concrete shower floor and disappears. El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, runs the Sinaloa cartel, responsible for much of the heroin and cocaine flowing through this country and others. That's why Chicago has made him public enemy number one. Crime Commission Executive Director Joseph Ways is blunt.
Obviously, the reason we're here today is to voice our extreme displeasure at the Mexican authorities that allowed for the escape of one of the most dangerous criminals in the world.
Residents in a mostly black South Carolina neighborhood say they're getting flyers that claim to be from the KKK. The flyers say, "Neighborhood watch. You can sleep tonight knowing the Klan is awake." This is AP Radio News. The jury is beginning to decide the Colorado movie theater shooter case. Here's our Martin DeCaro.
The lawyers have made their final pleas to the jury. Prosecutor George Brockler says James Holmes was legally sane when he shot to death 12 people nearly 3 years ago.
Do not confuse mental disease or defect with moral obliquity.
Defense attorney Daniel King counters Holmes was controlled by his schizophrenia.
The record is abundantly clear with the fact that Mr. Holmes has been struggling with this disease for years.
He's asking for a verdict of not guilty by reason of insanity. Prosecutors say Holmes should be convicted of murder and executed. I'm Martin DeCaro.
A team trying to fly a solar-powered plane around the world is suspending the trip for now in Hawaii. The plane suffered battery damage during its record-breaking flight to the islands. They say they'll continue the flight, but it'll be sometime after April. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.